Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The Giants will actually play another football game. It's taken a while, but Monday night, right here on The Fan, you'll hear him take on the Tom Brady's, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. We talk a little bit about that. The Giants with Paul Dottino, and his report is brought to you by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody by Bud Light. When game day is a go, there's a Bud Light there. By Hand and Stone Massage and Facial Spa, visit one of their 80 locations in New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut, or book online at handandstone.com. And by Geico, saving you money on car insurance has been in Geico's playbook for over 75 years. So what are you waiting for? Get a quote at geico.com. P. Paul Dottino, how are you?
Paul, how
good
are you?
Afternoon, fellas. Doing well. Hey, Joe, say it ain't so, man. Say it ain't so.
Yeah, it's so, bro. Time to go, man. Time to go.
Well, we're going to miss you, pal. You know that.
I appreciate it, bro. Thank you.
Paul, thank you, what is the update? You know, COVID has hit, I think, every team in the NFL at least once this year. Will Hernandez apparently was the guy that was isolation yesterday. Where do we stand right now with the COVID situation in the New York Giants?
Well, all the contact tracer people who had come near Will Hernandez were cleared and returned to practice this afternoon. And so as far as the Giants are concerned, they're at as full strength as they can be, with the exception, of course, of Will Hernandez. And because of the COVID protocols, it would seem to me he's going to be out for at least 10 days. And given the fact that obviously, you know, they're playing this game on Monday, and then you're going to have to worry about getting him back into practice, even at the earliest, if he comes back in 10 days, you'd think it's likely he's going to wind up missing two games. And that's, of course, provided everything goes okay after that. I mean, God only knows, if he gets some symptoms, then we got a big problem. But Nick Gates was just talking to the media literally a few moments ago and said that he had spoken to Hernandez and he was feeling well, just really bummed out that he can't play.
And, you know, don't exactly get a layup here on Monday night, because the Bucs are certainly starting to hit their stride. I mean, they're 5-2, and they look good, man. They looked good last week against the Raiders. That offense is humming right now. How do you stop the Bradys here on Monday night?
Oh, my goodness. Joe, you look at every matchup, and it favors Tampa Bay. It's just, it's not a good opponent, especially, as you say, they are humming on all cylinders. I watched the game against the Raiders last week. Brady was as sharp as a razor. The offensive line has played well. In fact, They've kept him clean in half of their games where he hasn't even been touched. And then on top of that, okay, he spreads the ball around so well to all of his receivers. You can't cheat against anybody. I mean, even Mike Evans, who's had 1,000 yards in all half a dozen years that he's been in the NFL, isn't even on pace for 1,000 this year because, you know, Brady's able to share the wealth. He doesn't have to just go to his go-to guy. And that shows you how dangerous they are. They could run the ball. And then on defense, they pressure the quarterback. There's no question about that. They show you what they're going to do. They don't blitz a whole ton or in terms of disguises. They'll bring the safety in the box. They'll pretty much tell the QB, this is what we're going to do to you, and they do it. Mm-hmm. And then the other problem is their back seven. Holy smokes, it looks like they're playing on roller skates. They are so fast. It's like they're playing 12 against 11 when they're on defense. This team right now is cooking. I mean, that pasta is ready to be served.
Shane Lemieux is going to be the guy that fills in for Will Hernandez. Is that the official?
That's the expectation. Nothing's official. Joe Judge won't make that announcement. But you would think that the Oregon rookie, fifth-round pick this year, who is a Richie Seibert type, not the most athletic guy in the world, but he is a pit bull. I mean, you talk about fierce and just one of those guys who will fight you tooth and nail. He is as strong as an ox. He's tougher than steel beams. Talking to Mario Cristobal, the former Miami Hurricane, who later had a cup of coffee in the NFL, and it was his head coach. I talked to him a few months ago, and he couldn't say enough about him because this kid didn't even want to miss snaps in practice. Didn't matter how tired or how hurt he was insisting that he go in there. And so Cristobal just loved the kid like a son because, again, he's one of those pit bull kind of linemen that you really need to have in the trenches.
And what is the status right now of left tackle? I mean, you want to be loyal to Andrew Thomas. He's had his struggles. Matt Pertz looked impressive when given the opportunity. How do you see that rotation looking at left tackle? Or are they going to just stick with Andrew Thomas? How do you see it playing out?
Well, Mark Colombo, the offensive line coach, was asked the other day if they were getting close to, you know, maybe making a move there. And he said, no, you know, not there yet. And I understand it because, as you said, Evan, Pertz had some limited reps, and he's looked good. But the problem with a rookie is the more you play him, the more you expose him. To be perfectly frank with you, that becomes a negative equation, not a positive equation. So I don't know that they necessarily want to overplay him right now. I do think that the UConn kid is going to get some reps, again, continually as the season goes, because that's what Judge wants to do with him. But no, Andrew Thomas is still the starter. I don't expect that to change. The only way he's going to refine his punch and his footwork is by continuing to play. And by the way, JPP will line up opposite him most of the time in Monday night's game.
That's right. Your old buddy, JPP in Tampa. You know, Evan pointed it out. It seems like the Giants haven't played for a month. How about the layoff? I mean, how do you think that affects them? You know, a Thursday night game seemingly a month ago and now a Monday night game. I mean, how does that affect the Giants going into this game?
Joe, in this case, Logan Ryan told me he thinks it's a positive. You know, he's been around this league for a while now. And they looked at this kind of as a pseudo-bye. You know, Coach Judge gave the guys off Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday after Thursday night's game. And, again, kind of like a mini-bye. Wanted the players to regroup, wanted them to rest up, wanted them to clear their heads. In the meantime, the coaching staff went absolutely bonkers doing their self-scouts and doing everything they could do to try to see if, you know, they could get some things fixed. The Giants won't have their bye until, of course, after they play Tampa, and then they've got to play Washington and Philadelphia. So it's kind of like they have two bye weeks within a month. Now, if there's going to be a turning point, you know, in their season that they can actually, you know, turn the tide a little bit and get things more on the right track, you'd like to believe that this is it. The problem is the Buccaneers are awfully good.
Yeah. It just goes back to how brutal last week was. I mean, the game was in their hands. Obviously, we have Evan Ingram's hands, but even besides that, they'd be tied for first place if they were able to pull off that win last week.
You know, Evan, without getting, too deep into it, let's not kid ourselves. They had two touchdowns pulled off the board by penalties against Dallas. So that game was in their pocket. The Philadelphia game was in their pocket. Again, some penalties and a drop ball. Think about this, too. You know, on that drive, that last Giants drive, Devontae Freeman had a 9-yard run when they gave him credit for 10 and a first down. If the officials had marked the ball properly, this is really weird. You never want to hear your offensive guys, you know, say that they thought they got the benefit of a mark. But they did, because if they had not marked that for a first down and the Giants would have had second and inches, they've actually would have been able to run off another play and would have been able to drain more time off the clock or force, you know, Philly to use another timeout, and then they could have drained another few seconds. Who knows? But it's ironic that everything conspired against them down the stretch in that game. So really, there's two games, not only that they had in their pockets for wins that would have them at three wins right now, but the Giants very, very, very easily could be 3-0 in the division.
Yeah, no, there's no question about it. I mean, you look at the Giants actually picked up ground by not playing on Sunday. I mean, they really did with Washington beating Dallas. What about that? I mean, do you look and still think that this team could make some kind of run in this division or not?
Joe, look, they've got the games against Washington and Philly coming up in the next couple of weeks.
Right.
And then they finish the season against Dallas.
Right.
So if you're going to talk about, you know, fantasy world projections right now, you obviously have to win those three division games, right? I mean, there's no question. You have to.
100%.
Those are mandatory. That would get you to 4-2 in the division. And then somewhere else along the line, and you know what their schedule is, you're going to have to pick up at least two wins, maybe three. And if you've seen that schedule, Baltimore, Seattle, Tampa Bay, you know, Arizona, who knows? I'm not as high in Arizona as a lot of people are.
Where is it?
And I'm not very high on Cleveland either, to be honest with you, or Cincinnati.
Where's the Arizona game?
The Arizona game is here.
It is here.
Life, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I think the easiest game, you want to use the word easy, I don't know that you can when the Giants' record is 1-6.
Washington,
okay?
Cincinnati.
But you know, the Washington game is certainly winnable. The Philly game and the Dallas game are winnable. I would think that the Cincinnati game, even though it's in Ohio, is winnable. And again, I'm not really sold on Arizona or Cleveland. So do they have games where they should be able to compete? Yes. They also have a few games on the schedule where you could see them as a heavy underdog.
Yeah, well, like we're seeing Monday. I mean, that's enormous
they
to be 11
and
a, 11
really
and a half
are.
At home. I know Tampa's good. That's a huge number.
It's a big number.
No question.
Injury status-wise, Devontae Freeman, where are we at with him?
Sprained ankle during the media portion of practice this morning. I watched him on the side with the trainers. Wasn't doing much jogging. So I kind of think right now it's not very promising, which would then, in all likelihood, give the ball to Wayne Gallman, and, you know, Deion Lewis will be in reserve. They'll probably bring Alfred Morris up off the practice squad, I would think.
Maybe a little more, some more RPOs for Daniel Jones to run the football?
Oh, my goodness. Against that defense, Joe, wouldn't they love to take some beatings to him?
He can run, though. I mean, you know,
He can run. I think Tampa knows that. He beat him last year, it'll run.
What's that?
I said, I think Tampa knows that because he beat him last year on a run into the end zone.
Right. But I just think he needs to, you know, look, we see this all the time with these quarterbacks, man. The design runs, whether it's Lamar Jackson, whether it's Josh Allen, you know, the kid can run. They should use that in their arsenal. I'm sorry. They really should.
I'm not going to change my spots, Joe. I get very queasy about that.
I
don't mind if you got a couple of them in there on a plan basis. But I'm just not. I'm not much for having too many quarterback design runs on a given weekend.
But don't you?
I think it's a dangerous thing to do, and long term, it's going to get your quarterback killed.
You're not wrong when you say it's dangerous. It is dangerous. But don't you think right now that's his best attribute? That's his best weapon.
It is certainly a weapon. I don't know if that's his best weapon, to be honest. I think that, you know, his best weapon's actually on the sidelines in Saquon Barkley.
Well, I get what you're saying.
By the way. I mean, Evan, here's the thing. Whether or not it is, you want this kid to continue to grow from this experience. You'd like him to have a strong second half of the season throwing the ball because that's where his development needs to come. You know, from the pocket, the clock in his head needs to get faster. He needs to make sure that when he gets hit, he's holding on to the ball so that he doesn't fumble it. The only way to do that is to get repetitions and then find some more success so that your confidence can reinforce that success.
By the way, I do want to ask this. Is anything going to happen? I don't know if it should have happened, but is anything going to happen with the whole maskless pictures that were taken in Manhattan? The Giants haven't said much. Daniel Jones hasn't said much. Anything going to happen with that?
Well, Judge and Jones would only say that whatever was dealt with was done internally. And so to this point, there isn't a sniff or a hint that anything is going to be done outside of what was ever done behind closed doors. Okay. Now, you know, would it be shocking if come on Monday night, somebody sits a series, you know, whether it's one or two players or all the players that were supposedly involved, I guess we wouldn't be shocked. But to say that any of us really have a sniff of that right now, the answer is no. Nobody has a sniff of that at all. Mm-hmm. And the fact that, you know, all the players were out there at practice and in gear and doing everything that they do, it certainly didn't look like from the media portion that they were giving any extra repetitions to backup guys.
They end this game in the fourth quarter in your mind or no?
Hard to see that, Joe, isn't it?
Well, I mean, look, we're not talking about the Jets here, so I mean, you know,
No, but Tampa, Tampa's not only a really good team right now that's clicking, but the matchup is really rough. You know, matchups make fights. We talk about this all the time.
No, I look, I mean, right now Tampa's playing as good as anybody in the league. I mean, so I'm not disputing that, but I just, you know.
Yeah, it would be great. Here's the problem. You know, the Giants have already had enough moral victories to have the sauce overflow the pot.
Right,
you know, that's the problem.
Right,
what are moral victories going to do for you now?
Nothing. No, they got to win games. There's no
exactly.
Doubt.
Yeah. All right, I'm going to ask you a very difficult question. Carl Banks handles this on Fridays. We are now throwing this at you on a day in which it ain't going to be easy because of the matchup. The keys to the game for the Giants to pull this off, they're brought to you by your local Kia dealers. Visit Kia.com to see what it means to give everything. Introducing the first ever Kia K5, out with the old, in with the turbocharged new. So we know it'd be a big upset. What are the keys to the Giants pulling it off on Monday night?
I'll give you one on offense, and I'll give you one on defense.
Okay.
On offense, you absolutely must shorten the game, have sustained drives. We talk about this a lot, fellas. When you're going up against a team that's got a powerful offense, you want to shorten the game. 11 possessions apiece is not good, because when Brady gets that many shots, he's going to wind up putting his 30-plus points on the board. So you want to shorten the game by offensively controlling the clock as best as you possibly can, running game, short pass, whatever it is, and get this game down into 9 possessions apiece. That at least takes a couple of possessions off of Brady's slate and may slice some points off of his side of the ledger. On defense, my goodness, come on now. You know what the deal is between the Giants and Brady. The times when they have gotten to him, whether it was the Super Bowl or even regular season games. You remember they upset Brady and company in Foxborough a few years ago in a regular season game. It's all about making sure you get in his windshield, get in his face, move him off his spot, and then hopefully with that kind of pressure and that kind of agitation to him in the pocket, he's going to be a little bit awry and not be as accurate as he usually is 9 times out of 10. Those would be the things the Giants would have to do to try to make this game competitive.
Paul, we appreciate it. Thank you very much for joining us. Have a great weekend.
Yeah, great to talk to you, fellas. And Joe, just remember one thing, okay?
Yes, sir.
You remember Merle Harmon like I remember Marty Glickman. And that's one of the reasons I love you so much, because we come from the same sauce.
Yeah, well, I remember Marty Glickman, too, doing the Giant games, growing up with him and Al DeRogatis doing the Giant games, Paul. So that's how far back I go. You know.
I hear you, brother.
Be well.
All the best.
Yep, thank you.
The great Paul DeTino on the Giants.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.